Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th Anniversary Edition. Today is Day 50 of the year, Thursday, February 19th, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading down to the Deep South today, the Magnolia State, Mississippi. And today we are profiling the state's junior senator. She is a historic figure in the state, a lifelong cattle farmer, and someone who just received a massive, massive promotion in the new Congress. We are talking about Republican Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith.
Stephen, Senator Hyde-Smith is a fascinating politician because she really doesn't fit the mold of the modern, social media-obsessed politician. She is incredibly traditional. She was born in Brookhaven, Mississippi, and she is a lifelong farmer. Before she ever went to Washington, she spent 12 years in the state Senate, and then she was elected as the Mississippi Commissioner of Agriculture and Commerce. She was the first woman to ever hold that job. And then, in 2018, she became the first woman to ever represent Mississippi in the United States Congress.
She is an absolute trailblazer in the state. And because of that agricultural background, she operates very much like a pragmatist when it comes to the federal budget. She isn't in Washington to go on cable news and yell at the other side. She is there to make sure Mississippi farmers and Mississippi infrastructure get fully funded. And in the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, her power to do that just increased exponentially.
It really did. Just a few months ago, she was officially named the chairman of the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee on Transportation, Housing, and Urban Development. In Washington, they call that the THUD Subcommittee. This is a cardinal position. It means Cindy Hyde-Smith is now the woman writing the budget for the Federal Aviation Administration, the Federal Highway Administration, and HUD. If a state wants to build a new interstate, or upgrade an airport, or secure community development grants, they have to go through her committee.
And she is using that position to relentlessly deliver for Mississippi. Just last month, in January 2026, she secured final passage on an Army Corps funding bill that directed over $184 million to her state. And a huge chunk of that, $49 million, went to the Yazoo backwater pumps. This is a massive, highly controversial flood control project in the Mississippi Delta that has been fought over for decades. Environmentalists hate it, but the local farmers desperately need it because catastrophic flooding constantly wipes out their crops. Hyde-Smith just delivered the money to get it moving.
But she isn't just focused on infrastructure. We have to talk about her role in the culture wars, because she is an incredibly staunch conservative. She is currently the chair of the Senate Pro-Life Caucus. She recently introduced a resolution specifically honoring Mississippi's Gestational Age Act, which was the law that eventually led to the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And just a couple of months ago, she led a huge coalition of lawmakers demanding that federal health agencies protect the, quote, conscience rights of medical residents who refuse to perform or assist in abortions.
She's also fully aligned with the new administration's agenda on election integrity and national security. In early 2026, she co-sponsored legislation that would amend the National Voter Registration Act to require strict proof of U.S. citizenship in order to register to vote in federal elections. She also voted to send the massive FY2026 National Defense Authorization Act to President Trump's desk, explicitly stating it was to accelerate his Peace Through Strength agenda, which is vital for the shipbuilders on the Mississippi Gulf Coast.
And she needs to keep her conservative base fully energized because she is up for re-election this November in 2026. And she has drawn a very serious Democratic challenger. His name is Scott Colomb. He is a district attorney from the 16th Circuit in Mississippi, and he is running as a pragmatic reformer. And Stephen, he is putting together a very real campaign.
He absolutely is. Just this week, Colomb secured a massive endorsement from Congressman Benny Thompson, who is the only Democrat in the Mississippi congressional delegation and a very powerful voice in the state. Colomb has also amassed nearly $700,000 in his campaign coffers, which is a very respectable war chest for a Mississippi Democrat. He is attacking Hyde-Smith for voting against certain bipartisan bills and arguing that he would be better at lowering prices and protecting rural hospitals.
Now, to be clear, Mississippi is a deep, deep red state. It is an R plus 11 state. The math is incredibly difficult for any Democrat running statewide, but Colomb is hoping to energize the state's massive African-American voting base and peel off enough moderate suburban voters to make it a race. So Senator Hyde-Smith cannot take this lightly. She is going to have to campaign hard on her new chairmanship and the hundreds of millions of federal dollars she is bringing home.
She is a fascinating mix of old-school Southern politics. The cattle farmer who holds the checkbook for America's highways.
The first female senator from the Magnolia State.
That is Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith. That is our profile for Mississippi. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.